when the smoke gets in your eyes. It's time to tell the truth. These things have to be faced. My fuse is burning out and all that powder's gone to waste. But don't think for a moment, dear, that we'll ever be through. I'll build a bonfire of our dreams and burn a broken effigy of me and you. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore we're safe as houses. They're not so spectacular, that'll burn up in the sky. They can dazzle or delight, or bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eyes. When the smoke gets in your eyes. When the smoke gets in your eyes.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. I think I said podcast, like as in a posse, but that wasn't quite what I meant, podcast listeners. However, you've decided to spend the hour with us, we're very, very glad to have you. And I hope you're listening to us. I don't know what we're going to sound like when you start seeing the fireworks at the same time, if you're listening that way. But, or hopefully you're just listening, which is just a heck of a lot more fun and a lot gentler on your ears. So as you're going to listen to two beautiful, sexy women, myself included, and yes, I'm being a little bit narcissistic, but if I can't say it, who is going to say it? So... I have a wonderful guest in the house right now. We're going to be talking about all sorts of sexy things. You probably might recognize her voice if you're a regular listener because she's been on the show before. You may have just heard about her because she's kind of becoming a minor celebrity in Vancouver and will be coming out to... she's done a book launch as well in Calgary very recently, and you might be able to spot her if you're listening from Seattle, because she's going to be at the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival as well as she leaves tomorrow morning. So I'm very grateful to have you here. So I've got the lovely, the one and only, Tennille Guibe, and she is the author of Love and Cooking. She's also going to be, so the of Vancouver people, don't be panicking where I'm going. She's going to Seattle. She'll be back, and she'll be back in, on August 9th for sure, if not earlier, because she's got a very special event. It is Corset Magazines. They're doing a global tour right now, and yes, they are landing in Vancouver, which is very cool to have all the sexy stuff in Van City. But not only that, it's actually a free event at the Anza Club, which is super hot, so there'll be some burlesque. Burgundy Bricks is going to be there. There's going to be a panel about sexuality, including sexual health, as well as tantra, etc. So, which is pretty cool. And our lovely Tennille as well, which is very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot going on.
I know. Summer just kind of exploded the past week on me. I've been like biking and going to the beach and relaxing and hanging out with friends. And then I'm like, oh, wow, I have 4 events in August for, for my book. I should do something about that. So, yeah, I kind of excitedly have been putting my life together.
It's so exciting because I know we haven't talked for a little bit, not since your book launch, which was pretty exciting. And then just our pre-show chat, you've said Calgary already, going to the Erotic Art Festival. I love the fact, listeners, this is why I need to take pictures sometimes during these things, because she's got something mysteriously wrapped up, which is a piece of art that is going to be going to Seattle with her.
Yeah.
And they had hundreds and hundreds of applicants for the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival and only picked 150 people.
Yeah.
I figured you may not brag about that on air, but I'm going
not.
To.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think it's pretty cool, and it's one of the pictures from the book, which is fabulous.
Yeah, it's I feel very blessed because I feel like that everything that I've been working towards in the past 5 years with this project is getting a lot of recognition, and people are just saying yes, and that's a really nice feeling, especially when it's so creative and so personal of an experience and a product. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to share more with the book and going to the Erotic Arts Fest. I'm just so excited to meet the community that they have there. And yeah, just really see what's up going down there. I really like going to the Hump Festival, which is
indulge me, I'm a virgin when it comes to this stuff.
It's amazing. It's happens in the fall with it's Dan Savage. He puts on an amateur porn film festival. So if you want to be a porn star and you have certain things in your life that won't really support that or allow that, for one weekend you can be a porn star. All the videos are played that you submit, that are picked or curated, and they don't exist anywhere else. They're completely deleted after the film festival. So hundreds of people will see you, and you can get this inner part of you out.
Your inner porn star fantasy, and just kind of let that go afterwards.
Yeah,
that's
so
pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. My friends have been going for quite a few years between Portland and Seattle, and last year I went to the Seattle one, and it was just so phenomenal, and the energy of the people, and like they're just really aware and out there, and I had such a fun time with friends, and so I'm excited to see what this weekend brings.
That sounds very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got Hump Festival. We've got Seattle Erotic Arts Festival.
Yeah.
We've got Corset Magazine's global tour stopping in Vancouver, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned 4 events.
Yeah, so we're going to go, Corset Magazine and I, we're also stopping in Seattle the week after, August 16th. So we're having an event there. And then the week after that, we're going to Portland. The 23rd as well. So August is kind of jam-packed with goodness.
Very much so. And spreading that goodness. So lots of love and cooking all over the West Coast.
So if you're in Seattle and want a meal, let me know.
Yeah. What are some of the surprising things that you've heard since the book's come out? Any things that are surprising?
Surprising. Well, I guess one set of my parents absolutely are really supportive, which is amazing. So when I was in Calgary, I went down to Medicine Hat, and Yeah, I mean, I, like, hid, like, they don't want to see me nude and stuff, and I put some of the, like, really racy chapters, like, in paper clips, so that they don't have to choose to see that. But, yeah, they're just, that's the biggest surprise, is that they're just so supportive, and they're like, how many books have you sold? And they're coming up with, they're trying to come up with such creative ways for me to sell my book and connect with people, and so that was just such a nourishing experience recently. And, yeah, I'm really proud of myself to be who I am. And then it's really nice when people that are really close to you and maybe aren't as open as you are still supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just being able to love and support in that way.
Exactly. So that was really surprising. The exciting parts are kind of just like people's reactions and the emails that I've been getting. People have really responded in positive ways, in the sense that they've learned something about themselves, or they desire more honesty in their relationships. And, you know, like, some of my guy friends are just, well, they've expressed that they're like, oh my God, there's breasts and recipes. This is the best book ever. So that's been fun to be reminded, oh, right, boobies are fun. to look at and play with, and yeah, so.
And are there any emails or people speaking to you that just kind of really made you move, where it was like, whoa, this is why I do what I do?
Not necessarily with the book, but I've learned that, like, the things that I post on my Facebook feed that, you know, people might not like or comment on, but I've heard, like, thank you so much for keep on posting stuff like this, like, information about your sexuality, any articles that I'm interested in, or articles that I've been posting, and people seem to be really inspired by just knowledge and acceptance, and, like, yeah, so that's been really meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so far.
Any favorite recipes that people have just gone, oh my gosh, this is the one, where you've heard more often than some of the other ones?
Yeah, the cilantro chicken.
Okay.
It's been doing very well. I think that's chapter 3, meeting the best friend's recipe. So cilantro chicken has been really positive. What else? Oh, the pecan delight, which is a recipe. It's really good. Like, I made it in the story. Well, in real life, I made it as well. But in the storyline of the book, it's when I was cooking for my lover, and he was asleep, and I was making Indian food for the first time on my own, and I'm like, was like, okay, everything's done and ready. And then there was just, like, this creative burst in me, and I was like, oh, I have one more recipe in me. And so this is what came out of it, is pecan delight, and it's a, like, sweet, spicy with onions and pecans, and it's really, really tasty. So yeah,
that sounds really, really, really good. One of these days I'm gonna have to have you in here and actually
bring food for you.
Yes, even okay. Though I know it's against the regulations, because it would be right by the motherboard, but at least taking some photos in the green room or something like that.
Sure, so yeah, that sounds good.
So I'll then bring, that we could share
bring food.
That could be very neat, and possibly bring some people in where they can win tickets, so then that way awesome. They could try some snacks. So we might need to create something for a future show. Yay! See, collaboration on air.
There we go.
Heard it right here on CITR.
Totally.
So you've also been really getting involved with Corset Magazine, so the Global Tour, etc. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about that and what Corset Magazine is?
Sure. So Corset Magazine is an online downloadable magazine. Last year it started, the founder and editor and is Ariel Lauren.
Okay.
And we had met through a mutual friend on Skype, actually.
I love it.
It's wonderful. People are like, you and you need to meet. Can that happen? And so we met, and we just really hit it off. And, you know, I was telling her, I was like, oh, I really would love you to come to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I've been having this idea of, like, putting together an event that's educational, that's really sexy and stimulating, and bringing all aspects of sex into one space. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you should totally come to this. So there was, like, chats of it, And then all of a sudden in the spring, Ariel's like, let's do a, like, she's like, I'm doing a global tour. And I was like, oh my gosh, come to Vancouver. She's like, yes, you're on the list, which is amazing. So I feel really blessed and excited to, like, I've been writing with them for the past year now. I think I've written 5 articles for 5 of their magazines. And then me and my art partner, Chenna, we did a photography erotica thing. It was erotica versus pornography. So we did a photography little snippet about a fine line. And sometimes erotica and porn, there's a fine line between the two subjects. So that was a lot of fun. And yeah, and so it's just been a really important relationship in building my expression of myself and really like being inspired by the different topics that Corset has brought on.
What are some of the topics that I've never read the magazine? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what?
Well, one episode or one magazine subscription was based on masturbation.
Okay.
For example, I think I talked about that last time. Yeah. And the one that just came out, which I'm really excited about, and it was so much fun to write this new story for them, it was Sex Around the World. So they collected stories about people's either experiences or knowledges or anything around sex around the world. So I submitted my best sex story from around the world. And yeah, I'm really excited to promote that more. And yeah, so Corset Magazine, their website's corsetmagazine.com, and they're on their global tour. They're in Oakland this weekend. Come to Vancouver next weekend. We're having a shindig at the Abbey Club, like you say, and then Seattle and Portland as well.
That's pretty awesome. So all my West Coasters out there, you got to check this out. But let's talk about Vancouver dates, which is August 9th,
yes.
Anza Club. And tell me a little bit more about it. I know I kind of touched on a bit of it at the beginning of the show panel. Burlesque, you.
Yeah. We also have Jillian Christmas, a slam poet in town, doing some erotic poems for us. We're doing a sex panel. I think we've come to the conclusion the next issue of Corset is about man versus machine, sacred sex, and I think we're going to talk about sex toys for the sex panel. So we're really excited about that. We have someone specialized in tantra philosophy, sex health educator coming in, and then a couple of us women, and then Burgundy Bricks will be coming in for burlesque, which we're really excited about. She's fabulous. Yeah, so we're just really excited to bring people together and celebrate and get excited together too, right?
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Literally, let's get excited. So that's been a lot of fun to organize that. And it is a free event, which doesn't really happen in Vancouver very often.
No, it's so very exciting.
Yeah, just come, be merry.
But you said dress code is dress sexy.
Please.
Okay.
Please, always.
What is your definition of dress sexy?
What you're comfortable in.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Is it like hanging out on Main Street and wearing your cords? Or is it, you know, dressing up and going to Granville Street? Like, what is sexy to you? You know, and just being yourself. And
I wasn't sure if you've been more like one of Isaac's parties where more Sin City style or not, where we're breaking out the PVC, which,
you know what?
At this time
Please
of year,
it's too hot.
I was just going to say, I can't imagine just the amount of sweat. And I know some people think sweat is sexy, and I'm sure it is. I've never been a huge fan of sweat, though.
Really? And I love sweat.
I just don't like the concept of other people sweat on me. It used to be my phobia when I was quite young, going clubbing, because I had to be, I used to climb up on a speaker all the time and like to dance up above everybody else. And I'd have friends ask why and tease me about being narcissistic, where I wanted to show off. And yes, that was part of it. But the other piece was I actually didn't like other people's sweat that I didn't know on me.
Yeah, did it? Yeah, well, Yeah, I don't like other people's sweat that I don't know, but the people I do know and I'm interested in them, I really like their sweat.
Well, there's pheromones, and which is very hot, but sweat within reason, because there's also some people who do sweat a lot where it's literally like, when it's like, if I wanted to get that wet, I'd go in the shower.
But like, they can't control that. That's their body.
I know. That's why anybody who's curious about that and has that as a pet peeve, make sure you're on top.
Yeah, exactly.
There are ways of managing things, but with PVC, I just imagine that just bringing it out more, and because the body's not being able to breathe properly because the fabric doesn't breathe, it just kind of gets a little bit stenchy, perhaps sometimes, which isn't always as pretty as we want.
So maybe lace.
A lace could be great. Or for the guys and gals out there, your favorite corset. And exactly. In honor of Corset Magazine.
Yes.
And we've got some pretty awesome places around, like Lace and Brace, exactly. Melanie's Place, which men and women can buy corsets. So,
yeah, I'm going to be definitely wearing a corset. I haven't decided which one I'm wearing, but I have this like gorgeous sequin one that I might be putting on. Or I have a really gorgeous satin one that I did for my book launch underneath my dress. So, yeah, we'll see.
Sometimes I wish all the clothes that we wear under our clothes that sometimes things are so pretty that I wish I could just go out in public wearing them where it's like, ta-da! Because in reality, yeah, sometimes it covers more than a bikini does in reality, especially a corset.
Yeah.
But yeah, not quite.
Well, I've been writing a poem. This is like, there's a couple poems that just take years to develop in my brain and my heart. And there's one about like showing your inside colors. You know, like when Gap, I don't know, years and years ago started like having their jeans, but then like their inside liners or something would be like hot pink. Or like, you know, and then this gorgeous yoga teacher of mine a couple years ago had this rock that she was holding, and over a month time it started turning colors like into turquoise and pinks, and I was like, oh, this rock is trying to show us like these inside colors. And I always think that about lingerie or underwear, that like, you know, it's like this beautiful inner secret that we have, you know, and it's like, I just want to wear my underwear. So there's like, there's something brewing there, and I haven't quite put it into poetic words yet, but showing your inner colors. And yeah, I feel kind of gypped sometimes when it's like a gorgeous black jacket or something, and then the inside liner is hot pink, and it's like, no, I want the jacket to be hot pink. You know?
And at the same time, as much as I love that too, there's that other piece of me that sometimes I like, it's almost like hugging that sexy secret to myself where it's just mine. And it gives me that extra bounce in my step when I'm walking. I just feel a little bit sexier, a little bit flirtier, more confident, where I just feel really, really good. We've got a local designer, Patricia Field Walker, who has some truly amazing pieces. Usually uses a lot of silks for her work. Right. And I go nuts whenever there's a sample sale and go a little bit crazy, and have for years. But I remember my very first time buying something and leaving the store, wore it, cut the tags out, and felt taller, felt just sexier, and just feeling it just along my body felt really, really good. And I love that too, where it just, where it's almost like you've got that mini secret, and not like the secret deodorant commercials that we used to have on air, but literally a secret where you feel really good about yourself. And I think what those commercials were trying to portray many moons ago.
Good for them for trying, though, right?
Very much so. Or the impulse commercials from the 80s where it was like, if a gentleman suddenly gives you flowers, you know you're wearing impulse. Where he'd be, there'd be like the whole thing where he'd be following her along with the escalator and everything, chasing her with the flowers. And I need to give this to you. I was disappointed when that's yet to happen to me. And to be honest, really? I don't know if that would scare me if it really happened.
So that's the thing, right? Being forward,
fantasy versus fantasy versus reality. Yes.
What do you really desire?
And some things are better off as fantasy. So, which, going full circle, I love the concept of the Hump Festival, where you can produce submit, and if it's a piece that gets accepted and curated into the festival, mm-hmm. People can see it in terms of erotica slash pornography. Exactly. But it's just literally for that crowd only, and then it's gone, so yeah. It's not going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Unfortunately, there is the stigma of haunting. There's that whole other topic. Why can't we just be porn stars and moms and businesswomen? You know? I don't know. It's a great question.
I think it comes down to why, and I guess the why not part of that is, I think it's a fine line between erotica and pornography. Mm-hmm, where pornography, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of on a personal level. Mm-hmm. It kicks up certain waves in the brain, and I'm badly quoting Tanya Diamond, who is a tantra teacher in Seattle. Who I love, and I had her on the show where she was just last time I had her on, she was talking about porn addiction and the fact that when people are watching too much pornography, and I cannot remember what it is in the brain, dopamine levels, what happens is both people in a relationship, if one is watching porn and the other one's not, it starts, the person who's watching porn is never happy in the relationship because they can never kick those levels up. Yeah. And she's American, so she said sex and violence. It's pretty big in Canada too, but even more in the States, that it just affects on that level.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of it. And Definitely. Then the partner who has no idea what the heck is going on and why is my partner not connecting with me, whereas both people really want that intimacy. Definitely. And so I think that's the piece in terms of actual porn, but the erotica part is different. And erotica is sexy.
And Chenna and I, the past year, we've been collaborating on, she's the woman that took the erotic photographs in my book, and we're really trying to, I mean, she just went to Mexico, back to Mexico on Sunday, actually. Mm-hmm. But our hope is to, kind of meld the kind of two needs and wants of, it's heteronormative, but
I like that word, heteronormative.
Yes, heteronormative is a word that I use quite often, but so that a heterosexual couple can sit down and both feel empowered and turned on. Predominantly, this is just statistic wise and research, but men are turned on by visuals mostly, and women are turned on by stories, in our mental states. So wouldn't it be amazing to, create porn, quote-unquote, or erotica that deals with both and see what happens there, right? So I think that's, a beautiful goal in my head for projects to continue to work on, definitely.
I think that's a really good goal. Because then I think if it's that where you can be your own erotic porn star, I'm just going to add the word erotic in front of it. Yeah, I think you can still be a mom. You can be, you can be a wife. All of that. You can be, you can lean in, as Sheryl Sandberg would say. Although I don't know if she'd quite like that in this context. But quite frankly, why not? Why not be? Mm-hmm. Just basically a goddess. What is it that makes you shine?
Exactly.
And an empowered person.
Yeah.
Is what makes people shine, regardless what our gender is.
Yeah, it's true. So those are exciting things that are in my head and that I want to continue to express and see where that can fit in my creative next schedule. We'll see.
I think it's pretty awesome. We are going to take a really quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to be chatting more. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We'll be right, very quickly, back. Yay! I managed to work the new software.
Awesome.
Almost. Technical challenge. One moment.
Sales. fingertips. Oh no. Oh no. So I'm gonna glue my hand to your hand, run through the sand as woman.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hilarious. And we are back at Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're wondering why we're laughing so hard, I just went to put my headphones back on my head and managed to flip my hair, which is down to my waist for those listeners who have not any concept of what I look like. And it ended up all over my face, and I looked like a very unsexy version of Cousin It from the Addams Family back in the day.
Or a very sexy version of Cousin It.
I don't know if there is such thing as a sexy version of Cousin It.
Awesome.
So if you are just joining us, I'm speaking to the lovely, the talented Tennille Gaib. And she is the author of Love and Cooking. And as well as that, she also writes for Corset Magazine. And they are going to be doing an event on August the 9th in Van City at the Anza Club. And it is free. So you get to hear from a panel of sexperts, including sexual health educator, as well as Tantra, and much, much more. See a little bit of burlesque as well. Hear from Tennille herself. So it's part of the Corset Magazine's global tour. So it's pretty awesome. So save that date. It is a Friday night, so that's coming up. So not this Friday with the long weekend, but the Friday after. As well as that, we've been talking about all sorts of stuff. One of the things I'm very curious about, which I'm very excited about, with the Man versus Machine, which is going to be the next edition of Corset Magazine. I keep wanting to say Scarlet, like the lingerie store. Isn't that terrible? Because we were talking about lingerie in the last
half. Right.
Corset Magazine. With that Man versus Machine, and you've talking about saliva, which ties in with cooking and all sorts of other things and taste buds and lots of other things. Let's talk about saliva.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Body fluid.
It's fun. It's liquidy. I didn't really know what to say much about sex toys, and like I was kind of finding like uninspired at the moment. And I was like, okay, like let's look at
trap that drunk window smoker tied.
Okay. I am going to have to get used to this new software, and please forgive me. It's probably the most entertaining commercial I've heard. Track that drunk smoker. Charming.
So charming.
Sorry about that. I'm blushing.
So I didn't really quite find an inspiration to talk about sex toys in an article, but I was like, okay, let's see the man side of things. And I guess like the way that I have like a self-love ritual, I realized by thinking, I'm like, I use a lot of saliva in that experience. And I didn't really, again, know how to describe it really. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to write this article of this like stuffy thing or try and put it in like words that are like, oh, this is the beginning, middle, and end of an article.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is actually blend a lot of my poetry into trying to explain this experience that I have. So I'm excited. It's going to be in the next issue, and I hope people enjoy it.
That sounds very intriguing. So we're talking saliva instead of lube. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a fun way to, yeah, experience different parts of your body, I think. Yeah.
That sounds like, I want you just to keep speaking. Keep going, yeah, I'm like, okay, that sounds a little too mysterious for our listeners. I think we need to, yeah, let's paint some pictures here.
Right. So, like, and this is like a masturbation kind of way. So, you know, instead of just, well, I don't know what people's different masturbation techniques are, but I've found frequently that I entice my nipples with my fingers and saliva, but the saliva has to be present for it to like really turn me on. And then just, you know, using, like, is this all good for radio right
this
now?
This is great for radio.
Awesome.
It's after 10 o'clock. We can talk about things.
Next, I'm going to talk about my clitoris. Yeah, and just using, like, your body and tools that you have with pleasure. And, yeah, it ends up back in saliva. So it's just... Yeah, it was interesting that I, like, thought of, like, okay, so I go for a shower in the morning, and then I get back into bed, and then I start with saliva and turn myself on and go through these motions, and then at the end, it's just like, all right, saliva. Like, interesting. So, and obviously the article's a little bit more poetic what I just said, but there's kind of a taste of it.
Cool. Will you be talking about any of this for the panel?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, I'm probably going to be one of the people that will talk about, yeah, masturbation without sex toys.
Cool.
Yeah, I find them overwhelming to my body. I'm very sensitive, so.
I think it depends on the sex toy. And as I was mentioning in our break, Alaska from Sex Ed with the Twist is usually pretty good because she's also got a health background as well. And she's also a distributor, so she's... Yeah, I've had her on before, and she can speak a lot to different things. Yeah, I've never been really, yeah, with a lot of the toys and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's some great ones out there. Mm-hmm. Just not necessarily for me personally.
Ditto. And I find that, like, if there's sex toys to be present, it's more fun with someone because then you can see their creativity with it rather than, like, you're just like, okay, now I have, like, a... inanimate object with me, but it's like it's more creative when someone's using it on you, or like it has their emotion attached to a piece of plastic or silicone or whatever it is, right? So,
but that being said, too, sometimes your partner's not always there, and
yeah, oh yeah, I haven't had a partner for a while, and just recently I've found a sexual partner at the moment, so. Oh, she's like, yes.
I'm giving you thumbs up. I'm like, awesome. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been fun. Okay. I don't know if he's listening right now, but I was unsure if he should listen or not.
One of the things I also wanted to touch on was you're mentioning men are visually stimulated, which as human beings we are in general. According to, I think it's the John Hoskins Center of Medicine, we get 90% of our information from what we see and 10% for what we hear, just as just as human beings in general. And yes, men are usually tend to be more visually stimulated based on a lot of the studies. Women, you mentioned stories where there's the story element to it. Writing erotica, if somebody asked you, okay, I want to write a sexy story for my partner.
I actually want to do a workshop on it.
Oh, okay. Well, is there any things that you'd recommend in terms of just trying to, and even if somebody was wanting to submit perhaps for next year for the Hump Festival, like wanting to write out a script before they shoot something?
Yeah, I think... Well, and I definitely am growing in, like, my erotica writing for sure, you know. It's kind of just come up in the past 5 years for me, so I'm not an expert by any means. But I think what I am an expert in is being honest. So I think in a letter to someone or a story or an article about your sexuality and making it more personal or sending, like, a note to your lover or something. How can you be honest? How can you be upfront and forward? And, it's like inner colors, right? Like, how do you show, like, your inner desires and wants in that letter. So I guess I would say be honest and release what you want, right? It's usually sexy that way.
It's a good way to share. Mm-hmm. One of the fun things, too, is perhaps writing it, getting them to read it out loud, and depending on what you start with, perhaps starting with doing lots of stuff to them, so they read it out and you do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I've done blindfolds in the past, and that's a lot of fun because, again, like, there's words and you can touch them and stuff, and then, you know, like, there's other things happening, which is a lot of fun. And then as for, like, writing a script for film, it's very exciting. I think I, it's actually really great. The Hump Festival kind of gives three different things each year that you could put in your video as inspirations.
Okay.
So last year, I think it was lesbian sex, packing peanuts, like those, like, boxes full of, like, those styrofoam peanuts. And then, what was the third
I had one? A completely different vision of that, yes.
And then there was something else. But anyways, it was just so creative and fun to see, like, people's interpretations of those items or those themes. So if you're trying to get your creative juices flowing, they do give three particular, like, hey, create around this kind of topic. So that's always fun, too, as well. But I find, yeah, writing erotica for your partner or for an article is just being honest. And I think, like, I would rather sell my book to people I know. And for Corset Magazine, I'd rather my friends and family don't read it, actually, because it's so much more intimate and honest in some ways that I release my writing, because it's an international magazine, and it's, you know, it's kind of like, it's not physical, it's like a downloadable, so I feel like I can express myself a little bit more. So I have no idea who buys it. I don't know if any of my friends buy it, but it's pretty intimate for me as a writer to write for them. And not saying that my book isn't, because it is.
It's just a different demographic.
It's just different. Yeah. I feel like I can be more vivacious and more explicit, I think, in my storytelling.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How has this journey changed you, especially in the last few months? Because, especially since the book's come out and everything.
Well, there's a lot of changes. Like, after my book launch, I decided to dye my hair to match my book, which is hot pink and black. And afterwards, I haven't dyed my hair for 5 years. And I was like, why did I just put chemicals in my hair for this thing that, you know, I don't really believe it, like my hair, you know?
And yeah.
So one night I was just talking about philosophy with my art partner, Chenna, and it was like 4 a.m. and I was like, I think I'm going to shave my head. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, because, like, I don't like my hair and it's going to take me years to dye it out and then my hair's going to be shit. And I've always wanted to shave my head, but I never felt like I was able to do so because I was working in a certain profession and I had to look professional, or, you know, I wanted to when I was younger, but I was switching schools and I didn't know how that would impact my social life. And so I'm like, wow, I work for myself now. I can be whoever I want to be. And so that night we just, like, shaved our heads.
So you both did.
Well, originally it started off with she was just shaving my head. And then we had this really beautiful moment of honesty where we're crying and the razor broke. Like, not broke. It just died. It didn't have enough battery in it. Mm-hmm. So we had to let it charge. So I'm here, like, half my head's shaved. And we're just sitting there happy and inspired. And she's like, I'm going to shave my head too. I was like, are you sure? Like, you don't have to at all. She's like, no, like, I want this. This is inspiring me. And so it took us about an hour and a half because the razor kept on dying. So we would have to charge it for 20 minutes. So we would, like, shave some and then go, like, have a cup of tea. And then we would shave some and then we would go have a meditation timeout or whatever. And then we would shave more, and then we did some yoga and wrote some poetry. And then at the end, which was so cool because it kind of bookmarked that night, was in the beginning of the night we were drawing each other. So sometimes we take a notebook and we draw each other back and forth and hand the notebook to each other. And then after we shaved our heads, we drew each other again back and forth.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have this notebook of like a
before and after.
Before and after, but it's like our drawings and our perceptions of ourselves. And I just felt like I was shedding a lot of my expectations of who I am and what I need to be. And I just felt so peaceful and so happy. And I just wish that, like, in that moment, I was like, I wish everyone in the world at one point can feel this happy and free.
Yeah.
And so I totally recommend shaving your head. Oh my gosh, it's so sexy. It's so sexy. yeah, and it's been kind of interesting. Also just separating myself from the artist Tennille in the book.
Mm.
You know, my long curly hair, and it's just nice to have that little bit of a buffer to be like, oh, now I'm the businesswoman who's the publisher and I'm selling my book. So the book is still entirely me, but it's just a beautiful thing to be like, oh, I look a little different, and to like just be excited and change a little bit. So that's one thing that's been different in this whole process. and being more open to different experiences and different people. And it's interesting because one of my past lovers, you know, saw the book before we were together. And that was interesting.
Oh.
And then my current lover has not seen the book yet. And that's really exciting. So it's interesting because, yeah, it's just, it's different perspectives, right? Like, if you've seen me nude already in a book, like, well, you get to see me in person and touch me, and that's different. But I kind of like this idea, like, I was telling my lover before I came that, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't really want him to read the book yet, because it's like, you know, it's fun to explore together what my desires are or what my story is, and
yes,
not just like have it all on a platter, you know? So that's kind of exciting. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it makes sense. So yeah. Just, it's like unwrapping a present slowly.
Exactly. Exactly. If you just read my book, like, yeah, you'd maybe want to still sleep with me or something, and you'd learn a lot. But I think this way is a lot more fun.
Yeah, because then it's a personal experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Another wonderful experience is that my ex-partner that I wrote the book about, we've had a really good relationship in the past 4 months, really, really refreshing and really healthy friendship. And so, you know, he hasn't read all the book yet, but the parts he has, he's really proud of me. And he's like, you're crazy. You're amazing. You're crazy. Like, you know, I just showed him like 2 new videos that I'm actually going to be launching in the next week for my campaign, Love and Cooking videos. And he was just laughing and just like, you're awesome. You're crazy, but you're awesome. He's like, I would never put those, the way you create and the creativity around the product that you have is, he's just like, it's awesome. So that's been a good feel good experience, because there's always it's higher stakes, right? Like, I'm writing about him, his name's in the book, his real name, and I mean, it's basically a love letter to him, you know, but it's sensitive and it's really honest, right? So, and then I kind of just bug him, like, someone wrote an erotic cookbook about you, like, you're doing all right in life. Like, check out this guy. He inspires women to like make erotic cookbooks about him, so I think he's doing great.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the cooking video campaign that you're doing.
Yeah, so I hired an artist named Ryan Caron, actually, to do 6 different marketing videos for me. So it's been so much fun to collaborate and work. And our original idea was like, oh, we'll like release a video a month on totally different themes. But because of our production schedule, it's kind of got a little messy. But so we have 2 just about ready to release, which are just fun and hilarious. I cook up I'm in the kitchen cooking, and I cook up my favorite recipe, but it's absolutely ridiculous, the stuff that I put on the pan. And I wonder what is at the end of the baking time. You can watch the video and find out. And then we also had this wonderful, hilarious night of bringing together people that have never seen my book and doing a book club, which has been a lot of fun. And the reactions were just so pure and so wonderful. And people are like, you know, mouth dropping, like, I'm in this book club and there's, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So that's been a lot of fun. So I'm really excited to launch that video as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after August, because August is pretty packed.
Very packed.
And yeah. Videos, etc. What's next for you after that?
That's a great question. In September, I'm kind of taking a little bit of a miniature break. I'm going to go to Vipassana in Merritt, which is a 10-day silent meditation. And then I'm actually helping plan a huge, huge party for my two couples, but two of my really close friends, Liz and Sean, who are in the book. They're about the first chapter. They're having their 5-year wedding anniversary, so I'm helping them plan a huge party. And then in October, I'm not too sure. There's a Writers Fest coming up. There's an art book fair I'm hoping to apply for. And then maybe in November, a Canada Cross tour? Question mark. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm planning for those things. Hopefully.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah. So where can people find more information about you and contact you? And
yeah,
is there, just like you're mentioning with Facebook, that you're constantly sharing status, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere else that people can find stuff?
Yeah, so my main website is pretty interactive. It's loveandcooking.ca, so the and is spelt out. So there's all my events posts. I blog. There's all my book stuff. There's erotic art you can buy online as well. And you know what? Maybe I'll just do this. Is if anyone's listening tonight, I'll put on a promo code. Let's just say the word sexy. So lower cap sexy. I'll put in a promo code, and you can get 25% off the book if you're listening tonight, and use that promo code, and I'll send it out next week to you. So we'll do that. But yeah, loveandcooking.ca. And then I'm also on Twitter at Erotic Spoonfuls and also at Tanile Gibe, which is TanileGeib. So, yeah.
I like the radio voice there.
That I know. Was
right into there.
My friend Jenna, whenever I'm on like a professional phone call, she's like, always speak like. You sound amazing. I'm like, it takes a lot of effort.
And last but not least, Seattle Erotic Art Festival.
Wow.
Paint me a picture.
I've never been. I'm okay. So excited. I have one piece of art up, and there's apparently some performances one night, and then there's like a couple of films possibly, like... I'm not sure. I'm just so excited. I'm going down by myself, which is really exciting. And I'm just going to party and meet people and relax and hopefully sell some books and maybe a piece of art and just get to meet people. And I love going to Seattle. It's always fun. I love going to the museums there and the markets and stuff. So, yeah.
So in regards to August 9th, yes. And I am really jumping, yeah. Just trying to pull everything together right now, because there's only, there's capacity for about 100 people or so at the Anza Club.
Yeah.
How, when people RSVP, because obviously I never count Facebook thing.
No. So you can actually go to corsetmagazine.com/events to reserve your tickets. So I highly recommend that. I really want people to make sure that they get there that want to be there.
Yes.
So corsetmagazine.com/events. If you're going on during work hours and it's not appropriate work, there's a lot of nudity on the page. Just warning you. But yeah, it's an amazing website and there's lots of stimulation around.
No, I think that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So August 9th, I'm super excited and just, yeah, come get sexy with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Always so much fun. Next time we're bringing food, right?
Food sounds fabulous. Okay. And we'll see if we can do a promo too.
Sure.
Yeah, have people come and sample stuff and actually they can sit out there and watch the show or something like that.
So let's do that in September. I'm in.
I think that sounds good. I think your August is pretty full.
Yeah,
so
August
your
is
dance cards, yeah, pretty abundant right now. So.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his super hot shoes, which I think everybody who listens to the show probably thinks I've got a massive shoe fetish. And I finally pared down and don't have a shoe closet, but Marion has pretty awesome shoes and pretty good shopping tips too. He's pretty amazing, and I've learned a lot from him, which I love having him after my show. It's pretty cool. And one more shout-out I want to do is for our CITR's one and only Barb Snellgrove, who is being recognized through all the wonderful work she's been doing for Vancouver Pride Society and with the LGBTQ community. She was on the front cover of the West Ender this week, and she's up for a few things. So I'm very excited. And Barb, we're very proud of you if you're listening tonight. And as well, everyone, happy Pride.
Woohoo!
It's pretty exciting. And they got the rainbows going up on Davian Butte, which is pretty cool. And I'm very excited. So if you're going to be down at the parade on Sunday, I hope to see you there. I think it's going to be really wonderful. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, and I think I can hear Marion at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I hear his shoes as he's wandering in. So let's take a look at his shoes today.
It was just generic.
They're generic. There are these beautiful pointed shoes that would give John Fluvog a run for his money. So
No. I have nothing to do with that guy.
No? Okay, that sounds like...
I will never recommend him as a man shoemaker. I'm sorry.
Who would you recommend as a man shoemaker while we're rocking the shoe?
Fieso, Aurelio Garcia.
Okay.
Fluvog is doing very good job with women's shoes, but for men, I find them pretty, I can't even find the word.
They're just not working.
No, they're just pedestrian for me.
Good to know.
No, it is not. You know, I would have it by now, but I don't like his style for men.
No, fair enough. That's good. I'm not quite sure what to say to that. So I love him because he's a Vancouver designer. I love his women's shoes, but then again, I'm not a man, so I can't.
And he's got this thing with his heel, right? And it's kind of curvy.
Yeah,
and that doesn't work for men at all.
That's true. Well, Marion is going to be on very soon. No, it's. I will no longer say Fluvog on this show. And everyone, enjoy the weather. Have sexy times. And hopefully we see you on August 9th at Love and Cooking as well for the Corset Magazine's global tour, which is going to be at the Anza Club. It is free. And it's 6 to 9 o'clock burlesque sexuality panel, as well as the lovely to Neil Guype as well.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everyone, and be safe coming home from those fireworks, and just make sure you do whatever you need to have fireworks in your own life. Bye-bye.
Interesting.